Yeah, I guess I'll go. I'm Anton D, compulsive gambler. What's going on? It's Anton from AntonDaniels.com. You guys know I like to switch it up a little bit, do some things a little bit differently, not always just have the same type of video all the time. Plus, I do things that's passionate to me. So one of the things that's passionate for me are you guys. So in addition to the travel videos and the business videos and the real talk videos and everything like that, I like to do something a little bit more educational. Anyway, a lot of people have reached out to me since my gambling video went viral. In addition to that, people have been following up with emails and questions and text messages and direct messages to my Instagram and my Facebook about the different problems that they're having detaching themselves from gambling. I followed that video up with 10 signs that you're addicted to gambling. Now, there was a lot of controversy with that, but overall, I got a really great response and the information is accurate. Like, I rewatched the video today and it's definitely accurate. The only thing that we had a little bit of a debate over was whether or not poker was gambling. I firmly believe that poker is still gambling, and just because you're not gambling against the house and you're gambling against other players or you're playing against other players does not mean it's not gambling. That was the last video that I dropped as it relates to gambling. So I had the VIP video where I showed the lifestyle, I talked about the lifestyle, I detailed what it was or what it was like to live within that sphere, right? And then I followed that video up with 10 signs to know whether or not you're addicted. I never followed it up with a solutions-based video to basically get you on track and help you to transition away from that lifestyle. Rather than me just talking to you guys, you know I like to take you along for the journey. So I'm gonna read to you guys a message that somebody sent to me. Anton, saw your video on being a high roller. Me personally, I'm somewhere in the middle ground. Regular punter and occasional high roller. But I too have realized the toxic culture. Good job. 3 years ago, I put it out there on social media to all my family and friends of my addiction. Also a good job. I kicked the habit 221 days. Phenomenal. Unfortunately, have fallen back since then, but hoping your video can't. I guess he meant to say can. But hoping your video can start me back on my non-toxic path. What do you think about Gamblers Anonymous? Cheers and thanks for the feedback. Unfortunately, I think this is a common thing where there's no one-stop solution for somebody that's looking to kick the habit. But without going too far into detail about my thoughts and how I feel about your specific situation or people in your situation, I'm gonna hold those thoughts to the end of the video because I've never been to Gamblers Anonymous. The best way for me to be able to gather that insight and give it back to you guys about my thoughts about it is to experiment and go. Let's do a little bit of Googling. Michigan Gambling Hotline. Yep.
Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hi, I was just looking for some insight as to a specific or a possible location close to me for Gamblers Anonymous meeting. Is that something that you guys can help me with?
Well, let me walk back to my desk, okay?
No problem.
So, you're looking for a Gamblers Anonymous meeting, huh?
I am.
Which area do you live in?
So, I'm looking at the Detroit area.
Yeah, it's one today at 7:30.
Can I get the address, please?
You ready?
I am. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You are so welcome. And it's at 7:30, okay?
Okay, great. I'll be there tonight.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
You're so welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
It's about 6:25 now. I'm feeling a little bit nervous. Like, I don't know. But I love you guys. I'll do whatever it takes to make sure that you guys get what you need in order to be successful. Who knows? It may even help me, right? It may help me continue to go down the path that I'm going down of successfully walking away from what I feel like is a toxic lifestyle. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I know I bought the Rari, did y'all? Did y'all?
I'm just kidding. I would never do such a thing.
So here we are. Look like it's here at a church.
We're gonna go in, check it out, and then I'm gonna give y'all my thoughts as usual when I get out. Symptomatic of these periods were nervousness, irritability, frustration, indecision, and a continued breakdown in personal relationships. These same people have often found the Gamblers Anonymous program the answer to the elimination of character defects and a guide to moral progress in their lives.
That was a pretty interesting meeting. I liked it. I think it'll be a good thing for a lot of people that's looking to transition out of gambling. But we'll talk more once I get home and the light and get comfortable and all that other type of stuff.
Now I can give you guys my thoughts. I have a little bit more insight as to exactly what Gamblers Anonymous is. Moreover, you know, I was very careful about choosing what it was that I want to include in this video from that meeting because I just have a lot of respect for people that choose to take control of their lives and I don't like to capture anything related to that. I did capture a little bit of footage, I guess, from my participation. Anyway, the big takeaway that I came away from it with were several things. Number one, it just affects every single type of person from every which way in life in general. One thing that I like to do is I like to just observe the room. I really listen intently and pay attention to the stories. And I pay attention to the people that's telling the story. So the people that are in there are young, old, married, unmarried, Asian, black, white, Italian, Hispanic. One thing that I do want to mention to you guys is that somebody recognized me and say, oh, hey, what's going on, Anton? After we was leaving and everything. Whole nother story, whole nother conversation. But yeah, it was just like everybody from every walk of life. And it was only like 12 people there, but I'm telling you, man, if you did a focus group, is they like everybody is just from a different background, a different age, a woman, man, it was like evenly split the whole nine yards. As it relates to the program itself, I don't know if it's different for different GA meetings like across the nation or whatever, but for this one we spent the first half hour reading. Here are the steps which are a program of recovery. One, we admitted we were powerless over gambling, that our lives had become unmanageable.
Really capturing what it is to be a compulsive gambler.
Five, admitted to ourselves and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs.
What the history says, how we should operate and conduct ourselves, and really acknowledging our behavior as it relates to everything that's led up to this moment of us being in this meeting.
We're entirely ready to have these defects of character removed.
With it being my first time, I learned that you go through this 20 question list, and the 20 questions basically is like, it's a wide range of questions. And basically I learned that most people on average answer at least 7 of those questions as a yes. I guess it's like a 12-step program. I've heard of that with Alcoholics Anonymous. But it's like a 12-step program. We specifically focused the second quarter of the meeting, so like the second 15 minutes after reading, on tackling step 8, which was like making a list and trying to acknowledge and make amends to all the people, including yourself, that you've affected within this lifetime of gambling or compulsive gambling. Second half hour was really people talking about their date and, you know, their week, how they're progressing, if they're having any like issues as it relates to dealing with other people. Some people was talking about how they were out at dinner and, you know, they was like somebody had forgot their phone and it was like, oh, you can send a text through my phone. And then his wife started going through his phone, even though he hasn't done anything for like 6 years straight. His wife started going through his phone and then she found like a text message where he was arguing with somebody else over money that they owed him. And then she's like, well, what the heck is this? You know, and it's like, but it was completely unrelated to gambling. But, you know, the people, and this was like a few people's stories from their week, from all different walks of life. It was like, you know, the people in their lives, they got to continuously try to make them feel comfortable with the person that they've become and not live in their past. And that was, you know, the big thing that really bothered me about a lot of people was that I'm not like that. You know, I'm of the impression, and I could be wrong, I'm of the impression that, I don't know, when it's over, it's over. When you've forgiven yourself, or, you know, you've moved past it, or you've moved past it with other people in your life, you got to move on. I mean, and that's with anything, even outside of gambling. Like, if you with somebody and let's just say hypothetically, you get cheated on, you can't hold it over their head forever, ever. If you're going to forgive them, then forgive them. You know what I'm saying? As long as the best form of apology is change behavior and you move on. Like, you got to forgive and literally move on from that thing. Now, I'm not saying that if it's the next day or the next week that, you know, you're supposed to just completely trust them and not have trust issues or whatever like that. But over time, 6 years, come on now. I'm on some like 6 weeks. Like, if you're going to throw something in my face, listen, we could just go ahead and part ways because I'm more than willing to take responsibility. Listen, I'm going off on a tangent. I guess my big thing was just that it just seems like everybody felt defeated. It was people that hadn't gambled since 1992, and it was just on some like, yeah, you know, I just got to continue to make sure I continue to make amends and all of this other type of stuff. And I guess that's where, you know, GA, Gamblers Anonymous, plays a role in your continuous health improvement from a mental perspective and your actions as it relates to the things that you're going to do on a daily basis to make sure that you never indulge in that specific lifestyle again. But it's just one form. So going back to answering the specific question from the user saying, do you think that, or not the user, the person that sent me the message that said, you know, do I think that GA is something that they should embrace? Absolutely. You should embrace it. You should go. You know, I think it's positive because it forces you to acknowledge who you are, to deal with who you are. It gives you structure. It gives you insight from other people as to how they're dealing with it. It provides you a support group. There's like a ton of positives, but I also think that along with that, you also have to participate in your own growth away from that. And depending on where you are in your journey, you know, you go to a psychologist. I don't know if you need to work through it with other people, if whatever that looks like, you need to come to terms within yourself, forgive yourself. Only you know, but I think that GA is the first step towards healthy relationship going forward and getting back your time. Again, to answer the question, I think that absolutely is for you. I think it's for anybody that's looking to take the next step, but I don't think that it's the end all be all. I've pretty much, in my opinion, got a handle. Like, I don't feel like I have any issues as it relates to that. At the same time, you know, it's good to hear other people's perspectives, and I get to say my perspective as it relates to my life and the things that I'm doing and get that out in a healthy way.
Oh, I'm Anton D, compulsive gambler. I wound up talking to my sales rep for the Detroit Pistons, and I wound up getting my season tickets for the year, which is funny, and I was thinking back on it because I've never had to buy season tickets because MGM would give me season tickets and suites all year. But then I started doing the math and it just worked out phenomenally because it cost me much less to purchase them myself than for me to give them action and then see how it works out that way.
I just don't understand, and maybe that'll be a second and third and a continuous meeting. Maybe I should continue to go so I can understand it from other people's perspectives. I don't understand how people will allow other people to continue to hold it over their head after so long of doing the right thing. Like, I'm not subjecting myself to that extent to anybody to where they can hold anything over my head that long. I don't know. I think that if you're going through this, I think this is one step and one solution for you. I think you should definitely embrace it and try it out and see if it's for you. I'm pretty sure it is. But I don't think that's the end all be all solution for you to come to terms with who you've become and the direction that your life is supposed to be going. That's my comprehensive analysis of everything. So I did go. I did check it out. Oh, and I got this. Gosh, I don't even have it on me. So I got like the starter thing, like, oh, you know, first day or first week or whatever. And it say GA is red and it's got a, I guess it's like for your keys or whatever. It's like a little keychain. And I guess over time you get like different colors and things like that as you continue to progress through the program. So it was pretty cool. I enjoyed myself. I'm glad I took the time out to actually see what it was like. And again, I think that life is about experiences and not just stuff and not just looking at other people's experiences, but go and check it out and see things for yourself. All right. I appreciate y'all. I hope y'all appreciated this specific video. I love y'all. Make sure y'all holler at me at AntonDaniels.com. I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.